Gospel according to Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord. After the Sabbath, as the first day of the week was dawning, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the tomb. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descending from heaven came and rolled back the stone and sat on it. The appearance of the angel was like lightning, and its clothing white as snow. For fear of the angel, the guards shook and became like dead men. But the angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he has been raised, as he said. Come see the place where he lay. Go quickly and tell his disciples he has been raised from the dead, and indeed he is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him. This is my message for you." So the women left the tomb quickly with fear and great joy and ran to his disciples. Suddenly Jesus met them and said, "Greetings." And they came to him, took hold of his feet, and worshiped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my disciples to go to Galilee. There they will see me." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. But the pains with thee have done. Alleluia. Our salvation hath broken. Alleluia. Now above the sky is given. Alleluia. Seated. Go quickly and tell the disciples, "He is not here. He has been raised. Alleluia. Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed.
Alleluia. He is not here." Some years ago, I was practicing piano for an Easter Sunday service in our little stone chapel in the old city of Jerusalem. And I was all alone there in that stone chapel, happily going through hymns and the liturgy, until a couple walked in through the chapel door, and I thought they had come to pray. But instead, they walked all the way up to the piano where I was, and they said, "Hello, is this the tomb of Jesus?" And I said, "No, that would be a different church. This is the Lutheran church. The tomb church, the Holy Sepulchre, is close by. It sits just around the corner," and I offered to point them in the right direction. But of course, the couple had more questions. Although they lived just a few hours up the road in the north of Israel, they had never visited Jerusalem. And this is quite common, by the way. Jerusalem is seen by many as being a little too religious. At some point in our conversation, this couple asked me how long the line might be to see Jesus' body. It took me a moment to process this question. But eventually I offered the important information that Jesus' body was not actually there. He is not there. He is risen. Hallelujah, Christ is risen.
Hallelujah.
But of course, the look on their faces was beyond confusion. What could it mean that the tomb of Jesus didn't actually contain a body? And again, I tried to explain, he's not there. Now, this news wasn't landing well. So eventually, I walked this wonderful couple across the street, around the corner, and into the Church of the Holy Sepulchre, known by locals, by the way, as the Church of the Resurrection, where I left them to explore the space themselves. And then on my way back to our little Lutheran chapel, I reflected on just how astounding the proclamation of resurrection actually is. If you have grown up hearing this story, it feels normal. It feels quite regular to proclaim that our teacher, Jesus, who was born of a virgin and who taught and healed and fed people all over the Galilee and was crucified by the empire and then on the third day was raised from the dead, that seems normal. And he's not in the tomb. That seems normal. But it is really a strange story, isn't it? It's a strange thing to think that a dead person did not remain where we left him. If you were hearing or experiencing this story for the first time, would you be a little bit afraid? Would this news throw your whole concept of death and dying into a mess of confusion? Would you start to doubt things like gravity, or the seasons of the year, or the cycles of the moon, or basically anything else that you took for granted when you heard this news the first time? Would you, like the women at the tomb, be afraid? Would you, like the poor guards at the tomb, fall down and play dead for fear of what might be happening? Are you afraid this morning? Surrounded by flowers and bathed in beautiful music and among friends and family, are you fearful? I hope not. I certainly hope not. And also, if we all answer no to this question, I wonder if we're missing something. I wonder if all those messages in Scripture telling us to be not afraid are the signs, actually, pointing us back to this awesome, mind-blowing, revelatory news of the resurrection. Be not afraid, for Christ is risen. Be not afraid, but take note. Be not afraid, but take note, the writers of the gospel say. Take note of God the Creator's complete transformation of things we once took for granted, specifically on this day that life is life and death is death and nothing and no one can change that. Dear ones, the world seems to be showing us, or to be honest, we are showing God that we humans are much more comfortable with death than we are with resurrection. We are much more comfortable accepting conflict and war and bigotry and sin, not to mention death and the tomb, as unchangeable, unavoidable facts than we are with embracing God's desire that all may have life and wholeness, and abundance, and peace. Dear ones, take note of the good news once more. Jesus is not there. He is not in the tomb. Jesus is not leading us into battlefields, and he is not making it harder to receive medical care or to feed our families. He is not selling us a pack of lies and calling it truth. Our witness this morning is that Jesus, the Son of God, has loved us all the way to the cross, and the love of God has already rolled away the stone from the entrance to the tomb. God has already destroyed sin and death. Today we proclaim with the late, great Desmond Tutu that goodness is stronger than evil. Love is stronger than hate. Light is stronger than darkness, and life is stronger than death. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed.
Alleluia. Be not afraid. Be not afraid, said the angel at the tomb. Be not afraid, says Jesus. Be not afraid, the saints have reminded us through time. Be not afraid, and take note. Notice, especially, the places where resurrection happens among us, because, dear ones, resurrection is happening. Alma Grace is being baptized today. Alleluia. Hallelujah. Andrew and Megan are getting married here next weekend. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Micah and Victoria are going to be confirmed in May. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Countless neighbors are getting sober here through AA. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Our neighbors have a safe place to sleep and good food to eat here in this church. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Our former intern, Kenton, is ordained and will be installed as a pastor in Rhode Island in just a few weeks. Alleluia.
Alleluia.
The flowers and trees are blooming. Alleluia.
Alleluia.
Jesus is not in the tomb. He is not there, but he is here. Jesus is here in this church, in this world. And yes, Jesus is alive in your life and mine. Thanks be to God. As we continue our celebrations of the resurrection today, I want to leave you with one of my favorite passages about the scandalous news of Easter and of our Christian faith as a whole. This is from Presbyterian Pastor Frederick Buechner. Pastor Buechner says, "If the world is sane, then Jesus is mad as a hatter, and the Last Supper is the mad tea party. The world says, mind your own business, and Jesus says, there's no such thing as your own business. The world says, follow the wisest course and be a success, and Jesus says, follow me and be crucified. The world says, drive carefully, the life you save may be your own, and Jesus says, whoever would save his life will lose it, and whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. The world says law and order, and Jesus says love. The world says get, and Jesus says give. In terms of the world's sanity, Jesus is crazy as a coot. And anybody who thinks he can follow him without being a little crazy too is laboring less under a cross than under a delusion. Dear ones, my siblings in faith and in hope, all of my favorite weirdos, here again, Jesus is not in the tomb, and neither are we. Christ is alive. Hope is alive. Love is alive. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Alleluia, Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Alleluia, Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
Amen.